the Small Airplane Revitalization Act is now law. China is going to the moon. And the search is over in Glasgow. This is Aero News for Tuesday, December 3rd, 2013. I'm Glenn Moyer. As most of us were doing prep work for Thanksgiving dinner late last week, President Obama signed the Small Airplane Revitalization Act into law, streamlining the certification process for general aviation airplanes and aviation products. Congressman Mike Pompeo, Republican of Kansas, and the author of the bill, cheered the bill's enactment following President Obama's signature, saying, quote, "This is an enormous achievement for general aviation across the nation. By reforming and modernizing these regulations, this law unleashes small airplane manufacturers to do what they do best, build planes and get them in the air," end quote. The law requires the FAA to implement the recommendations of the FAA's Part 23 Reorganization Aviation Rulemaking Committee, or ARC, by December 31, 2015. Recommendations are focused on increasing safety and reducing government and industry certification costs for light general aviation airplanes. The legislation unanimously passed the Senate in October and the House in November. China's first lunar mission was successfully launched in the early morning hours local time on Monday. The Chang-3 lunar probe is planned to be the first Chinese spacecraft to make a soft landing on an extraterrestrial body and is the first moon lander to be launched this century. The online source AstroWatch reports that the rover carried by Chang-3 is designed to survey the moon's geological structure as well as explore for natural resources. Chinese officials say that a telescope will be erected on the moon to give humans their first look at the Earth's plasmasphere, as well as study the moon's surface using radar. Sun Huixian, deputy engineer-in-chief in charge of this second phase of China's lunar program, said that the mission is a step that will lead to exploration of other extraterrestrial bodies. China's space exploration will not stop at the moon, he said. Our target is deep space. Police in Scotland said Monday the search is over for additional casualties in the helicopter crash of late last week at the Clutha Vault pub in city center Glasgow. The death toll stands at 9, 3 on board the helicopter, and another 6 patrons who were inside the crowded pub enjoying a live music show on the eve of St. Andrew's Day, a national day of celebration in Scotland. Scores were injured and a dozen remain hospitalized with 3 in intensive care. The accident occurred late Friday night local time. Witnesses reported seeing the helicopter flying very low over the area, while others reported seeing it fall from the sky like a rock. The aircraft is not equipped with a flight data recorder or black box, but investigators are hoping the ship's instruments may provide a clue as to what happened. On Monday morning, the Eurocopter aircraft was hoisted out of the building largely intact, which officials say indicate that it may have come to rest on the flat roof of the building, which then gave way under the 3 metric ton weight of the aircraft. Witnesses inside the bar reported a large sudden cloud of dust inside moments before the roof collapsed. Continuing its history of surprising behavior, material from Comet Ison appeared on the other side of the sun on the evening of November 28th, despite not having been seen in observations during its closest approach to the sun. As Ison appeared to dim and fizzle in several observatories, and later could not be seen at all by NASA's Solar Dynamics Observatory or by ground-based solar observatories, many scientists believed it had disintegrated completely. However, a streak of bright material streaming away from the sun appeared in the European Space Agency and NASA's Solar and Heliospheric Observatory later in the evening. The question remains whether it is merely debris from the comet or if some portion of the comet's nucleus survived. Ison is believed to contain material assembled during the very formation of the solar system some 4.5 billion years ago. Crews from the RAF's 33 and 230 squadron are carrying out training flights on upgraded Puma Mark II aircraft from their base at RAF Benson in Oxfordshire. The $424 million upgrade means that the helicopters benefit from new engines, which give them 35% more power and improved fuel efficiency to allow them to fly faster and twice as far as the Puma Mark I. The Puma Mark II can fit into a C-17 Globemaster transport aircraft, which means that it can be transported anywhere in the world and, crucially, can be ready to deploy in support of both combat and humanitarian missions in just 4 hours. When Aero News continues, there's a new world record for female skydiving. Is that a UAV knocking at the door? And high over Fort Polk, Louisiana, it's Blimp in a Box.
Diamond Aircraft's new DA-40 Diamond Star XL includes all popular Diamond options, combined with the sensational new Garmin GFC-700 Autopilot, a higher performance power plant, and increased gross weight. This makes the Diamond Star XL the perfect choice for affordable personal flying. The Diamond Star XL features equipment and enhancements that increase performance, capability, safety, convenience, and comfort. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220.
The True Blue Power TS-835 series emergency power supply features lithium iron phosphate technology, resulting in an EPS that is 63% lighter than lead acid designs with a 10-year life expectancy. Available from your local avionics dealer.
Aero News continues for Tuesday, December 3rd. I'm Glenn Moyer. The world record for an all-female group skydive was shattered Saturday as 63 women from around the world joined hands as they fell from 18,000 feet over the Arizona desert near Eloy. The women jumped from 3 aircraft for a head-down formation that broke the previous record of 41 women set in 2010, according to Nancy Corrine, Director of Sports Promotion for the U.S. Parachute Association. The record skydive was set on the 12th attempt over the holiday weekend. Vertical skydiving is considered more challenging than the better-known belly-down freefall because of the speeds involved. Reuters reports that the record was verified by the Fédération Aéronautique Internationale at the site. The women participating came from the United States, Canada, Mexico, France, Sweden, Norway, Germany, and Australia. If all goes according to his plan, Amazon.com's CEO Jeff Bezos says that in 3 to 4 years, merchandise ordered from the online retail giant may be delivered by a fleet of UAVs. Appearing on a segment of the CBS News magazine 60 Minutes on Sunday, Bezos played a demo video of an octocopter UAV picking up a small package that had been placed in a yellow bucket at a distribution center and flying it to a predetermined destination. Bezos said that the goal would be to have merchandise in a buyer's hands within 30 minutes of an online purchase, according to a report appearing in USA Today. The delivery service company is called Prime Air, according to Bezos. He said that it will take time for the development of the aircraft and other technology to make the system work, and it all hinges on the FAA finalizing rules for the use of UAVs in the national airspace. Analysts say that the plan could be a threat to such shipping companies as FedEx and UPS, which carry much of Amazon's merchandise today. On its website, Amazon.com said that one day the aircraft will be, quote, as normal as seeing mail trucks on the road today, end quote. Lighter Than Air Systems, a wholly owned subsidiary of World Surveillance Group, Inc., has received an order from prime defense contractor AT Solutions, Inc., for sustainment equipment related to its, wait for it, blimp-in-a-box aerostat systems, or BIBs. The BIB-related components are to be delivered and installed in staged shipments beginning immediately and to be completed within 30 days. The sustainment equipment will be used to support the training and evaluation exercises now taking place at the U.S. Army Garrison in Fort Polk, Louisiana. The 2 LTAS BIB aerostat systems currently in use at the Army's base at Fort Polk were delivered earlier this year under a contract award from the United States Department of Defense, which included on-location support, installation, and training for the BIB systems. These BIBs are intended to provide semi-persistent mobile intelligence, surveillance, and reconnaissance, or ISR, at the platoon level. Each bib, that's again blimp in a box, can provide low-cost mobile ISR for days, weeks, or even months, with the aerostat system only requiring a rapid 15-minute recovery and a relaunch after a helium top-off about every 24 to 36 hours. Here I was, thinking the only bibs in use in Louisiana were those needed at a crawfish boil. On a personal note, my apologies for missing Monday's AeroCast, but a death in the family over Thanksgiving forced me to extend my trip to Texas. I'm Glenn Moyer. Thanks as always for listening. You're now clear for departure.